And we are live from historic Tiger Field, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, proudly brings you the Reading Colt 45s as they take on the Novato Knicks in the second of a three-game series. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be, whether you're listening from Tennessee or listening from Melbourne, Australia on Free Fire Radio, or if you're listening on the radio station on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight, it is going to have a playoff-like atmosphere after the Reading Colt 45s fell last night to the Knicks in dramatic fashion, 9-6. The Reading Colt 45s were able to lead 5-2 in the second inning and held that lead until allowing four runs in the sixth, and what eventually became a 9-6 victory for the Novato Knicks. And we will get the national anthem being played tonight by the Sandlot Sound Machine. So we'll walk over to the sound machine and Sandlot Sound Machine, the official pep band of the Reading Colt 45s. And again, we were mentioning the fact that the Colt 45s lost last night 9-6. And talking with Jeremy Giesig, who will be starting in left field tonight, definitely a chip on this team's shoulders. The Knicks beat the Colt 45s 2 out of 3. In last year's series. And so we'll get you the starting lineup for the Colt 45s, sponsored by Laux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Batting first will be Dusty Vela at second base, and then batting second will be Patrick Fregoso at shortstop. Batting third will be Kyle Norton at first base today, and then batting fourth will be Noah Young at designated hitter. Batting fifth will be Jeremy Giesig in left field, as we just mentioned. And then batting sixth will be Mason Johnson at third base. And batting seventh is Mason Cassingham, getting his first start tonight in right field after catching for most of the series. And then batting eighth will be Eric Aguayo at catcher. Batting ninth will be Giacomo Crisetti with Bronson Chapel on the mound. And for the Novato Knicks, leading off will be Nico Tejada, the catcher, and then batting second will be Eli Hancock in right field. Batting third will be Joe Brown, the second baseman, and then batting fourth will be Trent Free in left field. Batting fifth will be Jacob Campbell at shortstop. Batting sixth will be Nick Tobin at designated hitter. Batting seventh will be Ansel Carson at third base, and then batting eighth will be Josh Martin at first base. And then batting ninth is Jake Moore in center field. And so for the Colt 45s, who not only lost last night, but their skipper, Bob Anderson, was ejected in the seventh inning of yesterday's game after arguing With tonight's third base umpire, Vicente Gutierrez, who is behind home plate. He said that Vicente Gutierrez accused Mackenzie Higuchi of purposely missing the ball and thus hitting Vicente Gutierrez directly in his chest. He then asked Gutierrez if he could bring his catcher out to solve the dispute. The two got into a tiff. Louder voices led to another, and Anderson was promptly ejected, but not before a five-minute show that he put on. And so the Colt 45s again coming in with a big chip on their shoulder, a playoff atmosphere tonight as they look to tie the series as the two coaches meet up. And so once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Lauk's Landscape Supply, home of the U-Cart Concrete. Plus, Lauk's Landscape Supply has several different size trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to laukslandscape.com. And tonight's sponsor at the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion, we have LifeHelp, a local company serving the insurance industry since 1972. They are here tonight for their annual company summer party and would like to relax and enjoy the game with you. Go Colt 45. So not sure if there's going to be much relaxation, at least in either team's dugout. Again, for the Novato Knicks, bringing a full squad with them of over 30 players, including 19 who play at Sonoma State University. They are a Division II baseball team in Wine Country. And meanwhile, Bob Anderson having just a friendly discussion this time with Robert Matte, who will be working the first base side, and Dan Beltwell will be behind the plate. And so the umpires bump fists, and it will be Bronson Chapel who will get the start. He is a 6'1" right-handed pitcher from Harriman, Utah, who attended Lassen College this past season. And for Chapel, he has been absolutely sharp this season, coming in with an earned run average of 2.35. And so, for Chapel, looking to get it done against this power hitting Novato Knicks team. That sent a home run yesterday. That was Zane Bennett as he hit a two-run home run in the second inning of yesterday's game. But again, for the Colt 45s, the key is simply the basics. It's about throwing strikes and playing catch. The 45s pitched 13 walks yesterday, including four that were given up by Kyle Dixon, three given up by Thomas Canfield, and four given up by Spencer Wright, who, besides those walks, did pretty well, gave up four earned runs, but two of those runs came when Canfield took the mound and took the ball. And so for both teams, getting warmed up and settled, stretched out. The Colt 45 is going to wear their white uniform with yellow numbers and yellow sleeves, white pants, and black pinstripe. For the Knicks, they'll wear all gray tonight jerseys with gray pants, a white number, and a red logo on front with red hats. And again, for the Colt 45 team, coming off of a 9-6 loss, and you know, for some players, they like to just let it go, push forward, and not let yesterday's game sink in on them too much. But for Jeremy Giese, he likes to say that he plays better when he is angry. He believes that he plays a lot more focused after a loss. And so it'll be interesting to see what he does tonight. Also getting the start is Mason Cassingham, who for most of the season has been catching as per his traditional position at UPrep, having just graduated from there, was the team's captain and starting catcher. But you know what? Now he's getting a chance to show that he can be a little bit more versatile there in the outfield. And so Cassingham playing catch with Shasta college player Giacomo Crosetti, who's still looking for his four-year school. But overall, putting together some good numbers, and this Colt 45's team in general has continued to produce runs and get on base at a very high rate. In fact, coming into today, they have walked collectively 119 times. That is compared to just 102 strikeouts. When you're getting on base and walking more than you strike out, good things are going to happen. And on most nights, six runs can get the job done. But for the Colt 45s, they'll have to do a little bit more and dig their cleats in as Nico Tejada steps into the batter's box. And so for Tejada, utility player who, again, one of the 19 players from the Knicks who attends Sonoma State University, pitches a hard fastball taken on the inside corner for a strike as Tejada flinched and checked his swing. 0-1. Chapel looking in that jersey of his with three buttons down. The 0-1 is another hard fastball on the inside corner for a strike. No balls and two strikes. Chapel, heel set, wind and fire, the 0-2 pitch, fastball just a little bit high at the hips and ribcage for ball one. Borderline up in the zone, but that's where we are. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 delivery, fastball, strike three called. Four straight fastballs there. Nothing delicate, nothing cute about it. He comes at you with four straight fastballs to take care of Tejada, and there's one away. It's just like they say in the movie Major League, forget about the curveball, give him the heater. And that's what he did right there. Four straight fastballs to now set up Eli Hancock, who swings at the first pitch, grounds it to second. Up with it is Vela. Throws to Norton in time for the out, and quickly there's two away. So Hancock strikes out.
Second baseman, number 11, Joe Brown.
So two outs. And now here is Joe Brown. Here's the pitch to Brown, who went 1-for-5 in yesterday's game, takes on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1 the count. Here's Chapel, winds and fires, the 0-1 pitch is low for ball one. Could have been a strike if it had been caught by Aguayo, but we'll never know. One ball and one strike. Bob Anderson hustling hard. A very quick jog right there by the statesman who was once a scout for the Cleveland Indians. 1-1 pitch. Taken away for ball two. Two balls and one strike. So for the 18-year-old catcher Aguayo, who will be attending Cal State San Bernardino in the upcoming spring. The 2-1 pitch, line down the left field line and foul out of play just over the head of the third base VIP pavilion. So you got to have your head on your swivel. That's nobody seems to be interested in the 5-second souvenir. You got to give the balls back. 2-2. Here's Chapel. He'll wind and fire the 0-2 pitch just off the plate. So Chapel thought he had called strike three, but instead it's 3-2 to Brown. The 3-2 pitch swung on and a hard ground ball. Nice diving backhanded play by Vela. The throw to first is in time. Round number three. Nice play by Dusty Vela. Getting a little dusty himself on the backhanded diving play. Scoops up the grounder and makes a good throw to Norton to end the inning. No runs. No hits. The Novato Knicks go down quietly, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. The Reading Colt 45s coming up.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Yep. Bottom of the first inning in the Reading Colt 45s will be led off by Dusty Vela, who got his team on the right foot defensively, making a nice diving backhanded scoop at second to throw out Joe Brown, the opposing second baseman. And so for this Colt 45s team, playing with a major chip on their shoulder. And I got a chance to talk to both coaches. Got a chance to talk with Novato Knicks coach Joe Cuney. And he said, you know what? We know what we have to do here. He said the game is very simple. Play catch. Hit the ball. Almost cliche. But then he also added the fact that, you know what? We don't worry about the drama, the emotion on the field. As long as we take care of what's on our side, we'll be able to get the job done. Ono Kitch is flipped outside by Zach Coleman for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to count. Coleman, heel set, wind and fire. The 2-0 is delivered away for ball three. And so for the Colt 45s, who again, as we mentioned before, have drawn 119 walks this season, and a lot of it is just from the patient approach as the 3-0 pitch is taken outside for ball four. And so Dusty Vela draws the leadoff walk, and that will set up Patrick Fragoso. And so for Fragoso, as he gets some help from young Madison, the 9-year-old, wearing the helmet, and look at her go. Working hard and hustling. Gotta love it. She is the bat girl for tonight. Stepping in is Fragoso. Here's Coleman. He'll deliver. The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Pretty fun day. Glad that Saturday is here. Got a chance to unwind a little bit. Bought a baseball almanac today. That was cool. Somebody looking at me is like, you read? Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball missed way inside for ball one. one ball and one strike, the kind of stuff that me and Tyler Chapman like to do. And you'll hear from him in the third inning on Chappie's Hot Take. Very interested to hear what Tyler has to say. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and foul tip for strike two. It was a fake by Veil like he was going to go, but then stopped about a third of the way to second and retreated back. One ball and two strikes. Colt 45s as a team also left nine runners in scoring position last night. 1-2 pitch way upstairs for ball two. Above the head of Fragoso, listed at 5'10". Two and two. Here's Coleman. He'll wind and fire. The 2-2 pitch swung on, and that's grounded to second. The turn to short for one. The throw to first. Double play. And Marty Bassetti thought that Fragoso was safe at first, appealing to Robert Maddie over on the right side. Still having the discussion, but there's two away. And now here is Kyle Norton. So a 4-6-3, well executed by Brown, Campbell, and then finishing it off to Josh Martin. And so with two outs, let's see what Kyle Norton can do to put a charge in the game. First pitch is a slider. Check swing, and Norton gets called for a strike. 0-1. Coleman looking in, and he'll set. Wind and fire. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball. And that is a high bouncer to second. Up with it. Thrown across his body is Brown to Martin in time for the third out. So Kyle Norton bounces out, and the Reading Colt 45s go down quietly. No runs, no hits, nothing left. And at the end of one, we have no score from historic Tiger Field on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viper plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the second inning we go, and Bronson Chapel looking to keep pace with Zach Coleman, who took care of the Reading Colt 45s, walked the first batter, but got Patrick Fragoso to ground into a double play, and then Kyle Norton grounded out. And so, to the top of the second we go. The Reading Colt 45s losing yesterday's game 9-6. Again, 13 walks were pitched. But then, to top it all off, Bob Anderson was thrown out. And, I was talking with him. It wasn't necessarily the fact that the strike zone from Vicente Gutierrez was bad or not. But, just the fact that, all game he was waiting to call strike three when a player thought that he had a walk, and then they would run down the line and would wait to pump him out. And then, again, just not having the discussion when asked about what he accused Higuchi of. 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner for a strike, but Gutierrez is back, contrary to what Rick Bassetti said when he proclaimed that Gutierrez was never going to umpire here again. Well, he's back and working. One ball and two strikes now. The count to Trent Free. Chapel looking in. He'll set. Wind and fire. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball upstairs at the belts. Just above it. Chapel looking in to his catcher, Aguayo, and sets. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Trent Free. So Free heads back to the dugout. Second strikeout from Chapel, and that will bring up Jacob Campbell.
Shortstop, number 9, Jacob Campbell.
Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on, lifted down the right field line, and foul out of play. So 0-1 the count. Good crowd on hand for this one. With gonna take a good swing at it and say it's 175 people in attendance. 0-1 pitches swung on a miss for strike two. We also have the Sandlot sound machine. One, two pitches inside for ball one. Nearly clipping Campbell in the batter's box. 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Campbell. And again, when talking with Chapel, he was going to attack this very talented Novato Knicks team with his fastball, and so far, so good. Two outs now to set up Nick Tobin. Here's the pitch to Tobin, taken just a little low at the knees for ball one. Tobin making his first appearance of the series. 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled back.
Ryan Fire Defense.
And so for Chapel, who wants to get into landscape design when he graduates college, maybe going to business with his father. 1-1 pitch on the outside corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes the count. Chapel sets against Tobin. The 1-2 pitch, fastball upstairs. A little high at the numbers. Attack, attack, attack is the plan. Here's the 2-2 pitch, slider that breaks away for ball three. 3-2. Chapel, he'll wind and fire. The 3-2 pitch swung on and fouled away. Haven't seen too much damage to the cars this weekend, fortunately. Chapel looking and trying to take care of Tobin. The 3-2 pitch is swung on, line hard down the right field line past the diving Norton for a base hit. Holding it first with a single is Nick Tobin. Getting it in is Cassingham. And so for Nick Tobin, doing a nice job of hitting with a 3-2 count, getting an outside fastball and roping it past Norton. And so, with the first base hit of the game coming in the top of the second inning, here is Ansel Carson, no score with two outs, Top of the second. Here's the pitch. Slider missing inside at the knees. Doing the Macarena to get out of the way is Carson, and it's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, fastball on the inside corner, just missing again. And so, seems like Chapo, for the most part, is hitting his spots just again. Especially at this level, the semi-professional and college level, you have to really be accurate. 2-0 pitches swung on, foul back. Two balls and one strike, 310 down the line in right field, and then 370 in right center, 406 into dead center, and then 358 in left center. And then the 2-1 pitch is swung on and misses strike two to Carson. 320 down the line in left field with Safeway behind. We also had Chase Bank just down the road on Grape Street. There's a Shasta Pizza, pretty good pizza spot. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Bouncing the dirt for ball three. Scooped up well and kept in front by Aguayo. So a full count. Three balls and two strikes. Tobin will be going on contact. Chapel, the pitch is swung on, grounded to second. Up with it, Isvela throws the first, and that ends the inning. So, for Vela getting all of the work so far on the infield, that is three putouts in six outs and two innings of work for the second baseman. We're going to the bottom of the second inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead are tied with the Novato Knicks. No score here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning, the Reading Colt 45s. Third baseman, number 10, Mason Johnson. Designated hitter, number 4.
So Noah Young to lead things off. Here's the pitch to Mason, a changeup on the outside corner for strike one. So, 0-1 the count. Coleman winds, and he'll fire. The 0-1 pitch is missing the dirt for ball one. So, one ball and one strike the count. And speaking of Vela, how he's been basically getting every ground ball that's been hit in the first two innings. Looking at some records, pitch is grounded again to second, this time by Joe Brown. Takes care of Young, and there's one away. So, with one away, That'll bring up Jeremy Giesig, and apparently the most put outs in a game, and this is according to Cooperstown Dreams Park, a player from the Jupiter Hammerheads had 10 put outs in one game at second base. Again, well, something that we've noticed, fastball taken up and in for ball one. Again, another beautiful day and trying to enjoy the last couple of days of spring before the weather gets hot next week. 1-0 pitch swung on, and there's a high fly ball into shallow center. Running up, jogging 4 feet under it, making the catch is Jake Moore, and there's two away. So now here is Johnson. Here's Coleman. He'll wind and fire. Pitch is on the outside corner there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Crowd very, very still waiting for something to happen offensively. 0-1 pitch. Slider in the dirt for ball one. So one ball and one strike. Little League All-Star season is going on right now. 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. And a special congratulations to the 8, 9, 10-year-old East Reading Little League softball team for winning their section. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball taken high for ball two. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Plenty of baseball action going on, both for the Colt 40 Vibes and for the rest of the community, for that matter. The 2-2 pitch is a changeup that misses just outside for ball three. Full count. Johnson trying to make something happen. The 3-2 pitch swung on. Hard ground ball into left field for a base hit. Pass the shortstop Campbell. And so with a 2-strike count, Johnson able to put something hard in play. And the Colt 40 Vibes had their first base hit. And now let's see what Mason Cassingham can do. For Cassingham, who enters this game with a .306 batting average, and in fact, only five players listed on the Colt 40 Vibes have a batting average that is lower than .300. Probably all those watch. Here's the pitch, changeup that misses down for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0. Cassingham looking to bunt. It's fouled away, and that'll go over the bleachers. Wow, that nearly took out some SoundClouders in the process. Got a gentleman holding a saxophone, but he is all good. One ball and one strike. Cassingham very quick as well. Could bunt himself aboard if he gets it down. 1-1 pitch swung on and grounded softly to short. Up with it is Campbell to Brown, and that takes care of Cassingham. So the Reading Colt 40 Vibes get their first base hit, but leave Mason Johnson stranded. And so we go to the top of the third. The Reading Colt 40 Vibes and Novato Knicks are tied. No score here after two innings on 96.5 FM 1460 AM KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
I know what those pages are, though. Just saying. Top of the third inning we go. And here is Chapel continuing to work in a duel against Zach Coleman. Yesterday's game started and ended with some offense, but today, so far through two innings, no runs have come across, just two hits between the two clubs. And so here is Chapel. He'll set. Wind and fire. The pitch swung on, line hard into right field for a base hit. So timing up that first pitch. Fastball by Martin, and he lines it into right field, and that will bring up Jake Moore. Here's the pitch to Moore. Swung on and missed, a strike one. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, and that ball is bounced off of the turf and over the head of Fragoso for a base hit to second. So that hard ground on that second to sort of halfway points between third has some pretty hard tack sort of dirt. And as Fragoso went to field, that the ball just sort of took off on him and ended up in center field. So back-to-back base hits put together by Martin and Jake Moore to set up Nico Tejada. Here's the pitch and a look over to second. And so for Chapel, finding himself into a little bit of trouble here, giving up the back-to-back singles. He'll set, wind, and fire the pitch. Two-seamer that drops low and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0 slider away. So two balls and no strikes. And again, for Bob Anderson, talked about Chapel and his ability to throw strikes, his command of the zone. But now comes the mental part, what he can do as a grounder to short up with it. The toss to second in time as it was bobbled by Fragoso, but still able to pull one out of his wallet and still come up with some change to take care of Moore. So one out on the 6'4 fielder's choice, and that will bring up Eli Hancock. So for the Colt 45s right now, as that sun continues to set, you have patches of shade and sun sort of blended together. So if you're in the outfield or that infield, it's making life a little difficult. Pitch, fastball, four seam on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Chapel, the 0-1, swung on and fouled back. So no balls and two strikes to count for the Novato Knicks, who have runners at the corners. At third is Martin. At first is Tejada. Chapel, the 0-2. Fastball, strike three called on the outside corner. Rings up Hancock, and there's two away. So Eli Hancock, well-located pitch on the corner, painting it and taking care of Hancock. And now here's the first pitch, grounder up along the third base side and foul.
Second baseman, number 11, Joe Brown.
0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball into left center. Going back, though, under it, tracking it, and making the catch in deep center is Crescetti, and that ends the inning. So for Chapel, who allows two leadoff singles but is able to settle down, gets a fielder's choice from Tejada, a strikeout from Hancock, and then a long fly ball out to Joe Brown. No runs, two hits, two men left, and we go to the bottom of the third inning on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Still no score. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Lauk's Landscape Supply at the corner of Dirch Airport and Church Street Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to laukslandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retailing walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Lauk's Landscape Supply.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dirsch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirsch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the third inning, and it's time to pitch a double play to Chappie's Hot Corner. Tyler Chapman, take it away.
This is Chappie's Hot Corner in downtown Reading. This is Chappie's Hot Corner anyway. Tonight is the second game of a three-game set with the Novato Knicks. Most fans only pay attention to two teams on the diamond when, in fact, there are always three teams on the field for every game. The third team I'm referencing is the team of umpires calling balls, strikes, outs, and managing the general flow of gameplay. He umpires a position behind home plate, first base, second base, and along the third base line. The state capital, Sacramento, has a program called the Black and Blue Umpire Camp that teaches the art of umpiring. Applicants pay up to $3,000 for a five-week training course. Just like any other discipline in life, to become an effective umpire takes years of training and dedication. So no matter what scorned fans may say or feel about umpire judgment on a call, Blue is just as hard at work as the other two teams on the diamond. That's been today's line drive. This is back to you, Ethan.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the thing. And again, I feel like the Reading Colt 45s kind of don't get to not be not a part of this conversation. But, you know, you see it, as you know, Tyler, and you can chime in on this, being a dad yourself, you know, the amount of hard work it takes, especially as a Little League umpire. You go to a clinic, and then lately you go to games, and it just seems like, you know, there's just you know, people making rude comments, and the fact that there is right now, and not just in baseball, but with softball, with basketball, with football. I've written about this extensively with the Record Searchlight, that there is an umpiring shortage. And so, you know, from your perspective, what do you think it's going to take maybe to change sort of that trajectory and make sure that, you know, we have enough umpires to call the games? And, oh, I forgot to also mention soccer. Soccer is notorious for having a referee shortage.
Well, Ethan, I think that a lot of it is that people, you know, it's a very stressful job. You have the whole flow of the game on your hands, and people get frustrated, especially like you're talking about in Little League. You got Little League dads who come out there and yell and scream at you, and it's not very much fun.
Yeah. And I think, too, some of that stress as a parent, too, when you have a kid and it's the first time that they're really involved in something that is not just competitive, but, you know, meaningful, because obviously, you know, as the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, as Corsetti goes down, Aguayo is at first after getting hit by the pitch to set up Dusty Vela. But, you know, you, especially with the 10, 11, 12-year-olds, that's the path to Williamsport. And, you know, as we know from history, Red Bluff has competed in the Little League World Series. So, again, some of that stress from a parent comes from the fact that your kid is in it for the first time. But do you feel that there's been a change in just maybe the amount of incidents that have occurred since you played Little League to now? Or is it just because of social media that, you know, you just hear about more incidents?
Oh, I think I remember when I was a kid, there was always the parents out there that were a little bit more into it than others, and I think social media highlights it a little bit, but it's still definitely stressful, and they don't pay nearly enough, and it's a part-time gig, too.
Yeah. One ball and no strikes as we get timeout called as Dusty Vela comes to the plate. He was the Reading Colt 45's first base runner, walked, but was left stranded at first. Now with Aguayo at first. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed for strike one. One ball and one strike, and again, it is a postcard evening. Here's the sunset, puffy clouds in dead center, lightly shaded dark clouds up on top of us. Again, this is one of the places to come watch a ball game. It is beautiful. You get the Reading skyline. Doesn't get any better. One ball and two strikes as the pitch is fouled away from Dusty Vela. Speaking of umpires, we actually had a gentleman by the name of Brian Walsh, who in 2012 was one of two umpires from Northern California selected to umpired the Big League World Series in Easley, South Carolina. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball taken away for ball two. And the Big League World Series is basically the Little League World Series, but for players who are between the ages of 15 to 18 years old. So part of the Little League organization, been around since 1968. So we've had some folks contribute over the years. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on, backhanded, scooped, the throw to first, in, no, not in time. hit off the heel of Campbell's glove. Thought he had time to make the throw to first, but he was unable to get Balin because of that first bobble. That would be charged as an error. Still a good little bit of athleticism, the fact that he was able to recover and still make the throw, but he took that ball from the side, and as Tyler Chapman will teach his daughter and his future group of little leaguers, you got to get down on the ball and play it in front.
These kids are still learning just like everybody else.
Oh, yep, they do make mistakes just like everybody else. And meanwhile, for the Reading Colt 45s now with two runners aboard for the first time tonight and trying to make the error on Campbell hurt. Here's the pitch. Fastball in the dirt for ball one, and they're going to home plate umpire Dan Boutwell is going to say that it clipped Fragoso. So Fragoso was hit on the foot, and he's aboard. And so the bases are loaded, and for the Colt 45s, with a golden ripe opportunity right here to bring home the game's first run with Kyle Norton and Dakota Vinscully, who has been the butter and eggs man for the Colt 45s. For Norton, who is tied, who is second on the team with 15 runs batted in, trailing Dusty Vela. The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. And again, you know, we were talking about just the maturity of Norton and, you know, how he was a big home run hitter, but he would also fly out and strike out at a higher rate from last season compared to this year. Just become a smarter hitter, realizing that he's got that big man strength. At 6'5" to really punch the ball anywhere. 1-1 pitch taken on the outside corner for a strike. And a chorus of a groan coming from the Colt 45 fans. One ball and two strikes the count. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back. And so for Norton, doesn't have a home run yet, but he definitely has the pop to turn on one and watch it fly. One ball and two strikes, one out. At third is Aguayo, at second is Vela, and Fragoso is at first. No score here in the bottom of the third inning. 1-2 is taken up and away. And so we'll see who can keep their cool here. Again, a very emotional night from game one. The Colt 45s losing 9-6 and having Bob Anderson getting tossed in the affair. 2-2 pitch swung on. That ball is lifted high down the third baseline and foul. Slicing out of play. Looking to make a jumping, leaping effort for the ball, but coming up empty is Carson. And so for Norton, still alive. Two balls, two strikes. And, of course, what's a Colt 45s game without some foul ball chirps? Two and two. Coleman, he'll set. Wind and fire, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball upstairs for ball three. And so the nine ball approach becomes a four in the wisdom of Bob Anderson. Norton trying to narrow his zone while still being aggressive. Three balls and two strikes, looking for his pitch. Coleman delivers the 3-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away. Norton and Coleman, big at bat right here. Coleman. Heel set. The 3-2 pitch is taken away for ball four. The Reading Colt 45s with their 121st walk of the season are able to bring in Eric Aguayo, and it's 1-0 in favor of the Colt 45s. And again, just a very team-oriented at bat from Norton. Now here's the pitch to Noah Young, who takes outside for ball one. And so now you got to think here for Coleman, letting it slip away a bit here with his command. The pitch taken a little high, trying to locate to the outside corner. Now we're going to have a discussion from the Novato Knicks pitching coach. So two balls and no strikes to count. And again, the Big League World Series used to be played, but it was discontinued in 2016. So, again, just the way that the game of baseball has changed, the amount of club teams that exist now, I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, even when you think about Reading, you have the NorCal Nationals, you have the Cottonwood Crush, you have the Reading Vipers, you've got the NorCal Rage softball organization that produced and continues to produce top players. It's just amazing. Here's the 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. Breaking ball thrown by Coleman out in front. Two balls, two strikes. Young looking to put something in play. And now we're going to get time. Young looking for a big swing here and increase this Colt 45's lead. 2-2, again, a fastball that's high for ball three. And again, just the amount of patience, the understanding of the strike zone, so key. 3-2 pitch is just off the plate for ball four. Another bases loaded RBI walk rings.
Now batting, a fielder, number 29, Jeremy.
Rings in Vela, and it's 2-0 in favor of the Colt 45s. And now here's Jeremy Giesig. Giesig, first hit, so that ball is belted into deep right field. Back it goes, to the wall, it's caught, to the top of the wall. One run comes in. The throw home to the Norton, Ryan Kelly. He pumps his chest. A big two-run double from Jeremy Giesig, the boy out of Cal-State, Jim Unigino. And the Coyotes and Colt 45s howl together. It's 4-0 Reading. Jeremy Giesig recognizing the first pitch and blasting it off the right field wall.
Okay.
Off of the CW sign and right center. And maybe if that wind was carrying, that would have maybe been a grand slam, but he'll take it nevertheless. And again, we were saying how he was going to be a player to watch tonight, playing with some anger, playing with some fury under his belly. And now here's Johnson. He'll swing at the first pitch. That's a high chopper to third. Throwing from Carson to Martin in time to get Johnson, but another run comes in. Young is able to score, and it's now 4, and it's now 5-0, Reading Colt 45s. And now here is Mason Cassingham, who becomes the ninth hitter to come to the plate. The switch hitter. Here's the pitch, swung on, lifted down the third base side, and foul out of play. And again, for the Colt 45s, able to pick up a run and just a good team at bat, realizing what needed to happen. And as far as, you know, college scouts, things that, you know, some of these coaches are going to look at when trying to get to the next level, they're going to look for a guy that can not just hit the ball and make good plays, but will make the team plays, put the ball in action, and sacrifice for his teammates, even if it doesn't necessarily look good on your own stat box. 1-1 pitch, swung on, that ball is lifted foul and out of play. Into the Sons of Italy bocce courts. I feel like we talk about the bocce court so much. There's got to be a morning where I got to come out and play just to say that I've done it, you know? 1-2. I feel like bocce is a very East Coast thing to do, just like playing croquet. I don't know. Definitely got to maybe try out some pickleball soon. That looks fun. Was over at Win Price Park, checking that action out. 1-2 to Cassingham. Here's the pitch. The 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike 3. Cassingham swings at a high fastball way out of his zone, and down he goes. But not before the Reading Colt 45s put together 5 runs, capped off by a 2-run double from Jeremy Giesig, the man out of Upland, California, who put the Reading Colt 45s ahead big. 5 runs. On the one hit by Jeremy Giesig with 2 bases loaded walks and a sacrifice grounder. We're through 3 innings. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 5-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the 4th inning, and it'll be Trent Free to lead it off for the Novato Knicks, followed by Jacob Campbell and Nick Tobin. My writing is terrible. My end looks like, well, you know. Here's the pitch. Changeup taken on the outside corner for a strike. So Free, Campbell, and then Nick Tobin, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Straight fastball on the inside corner there for a strike. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded to short. up with it. The throw to first is high, and beating it to the bag is free. An error going to be charged on the high throw by Fragoso. Man, Fragoso just overthrew a first baseman who is 6'5", threw across his body, and Kyle Norton, who can actually dunk, but had to use every bit of his reach to try to get that one out of the sky, and by the time he landed, he couldn't find the bag. So, E6, and now here's Jacob Campbell. Pitch is taken. Little inside for ball one. 1-0. The 1-0 pitch swung on and bounces short to Fragoso. The turn to one. The throw to first. Double play! Fragoso able to make up for his previous mistake. He goes 6-4-3, connecting with Vela to Norton. Just what the doctor ordered for Chapel. And now here is Tobin. The pitch, slider breaks on the corner, backdoors it to the right-hander for a strike, 0-1. 0-1 pitch, another slider that misses low. So one ball and one strike to count. Infield back. The pitch, fastball, swung on, fouled away. That two-seam getting some late run to the lower half. Here's the 1-2, swung on, line hard over the head of the leaping Norton. For a base hit. So that's the second base hit of the day for Nick Tobin, and he's hit it almost to the exact same spot. Had a 1-2 pitch, got a fastball that he liked, and just drove it to the right side.
Third baseman, number 25, Ansel Carson.
Only the third base hit allowed. The fourth base hit allowed from Chapel. Now to Carson, who takes in at the knees for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count, as again we got a chance to visit with Bob Anderson and talking about what it was like to coach a young Jay Johnson who attended Shasta College. And for those of you not familiar, Jay Johnson is the LSU head baseball coach who will be competing in the College World Series. But before he was a famous college baseball coach in the SEC, he was a young man out of Oroville. The 0-1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away. He was a young man looking to make a name for himself in baseball. And just, again, Bob got to know him through his travels in the North State. 1-2 pitch taken up and away for ball two. Just remembers him as being a hardworking, very soft-spoken, but very assertive person, even as a young man. And now he's developed into quite the coach. 2-2 hit, swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Carson for the third out. That is five strikeouts for Bronson Chapel, who has done his diligence through four, no runs, one hit, a man left, and we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 5-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and here is Eric Aguayo to lead things off. And Aguayo, who is a fisherman, says that there's actually some lakes and some little rivers that have bass and trout in them around Lancaster and those sort of areas. And again, one of the beautiful things about what happened during the winter was there was rain, there was snow, and that water, of course, not just hitting Redding, but hitting Southern California as well. In fact, there was actually a couple of days where it snowed in Los Angeles. My parents would send me videos saying, yeah, all this snow, but you know what? The fresh water really bringing this state to life has just been beautiful. But he said, yep, I'm a fisherman. 2-1 pitch, swung on, grounded to second. Up with it is Brown. He throws the first in time, and there's one away. So Josh Martin rounds out, and again. So Aguayo rounds out, and that will bring up Giacomo Crosetti. Here's the pitch. Giacomo lines one down the right field line and foul. Out of play.
Foul ball brought to you by Crystal Creek Aggregate.
Looked like it hit one of the, looked like the ball bounced into one of these long bedded vans. Oh, and pitch swung on. That ball is hammered into right center. That'll drop for a base hit. Giacomo on his way for second, sliding with the double. And so Giacomo Crosetti, again, the man that we almost like to talk about just because so many of his hits go into right center.
Second baseman, number five.
I'd like to call him the Oppo Taco, but he's Italian. So I guess for something that goes right and then the boot of Sicily goes left. We'll figure out something besides something cliche like the Italian medallion. Maybe I'll brainstorm. As the first pitch now to Dusty Vale is in the dirt, and it skips by the catcher into third easily. Goes Crosetti. One ball and no strikes to count. The Redding Colt 45s leading 5-0. One of hits, swung on and foul back. Oh man, we were ready for that one. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, lined is short, and good thing Crosetti was able to freeze as he retreats back. That ball was absolutely smoked, but into the glove with the hot oven is Campbell, two away. So for Vela. And now here comes Patrick Fregoso, who is 0-for-1 walked and then came home on a bases loaded walk by Kyle Norton. Two outs on the Colt 45s, looking to score another one. First pitch swung on, pass! Third baseman Carson and into left field for a base hit. A first pitch RBA knock for Patrick Fregoso, and it's 6-0 Reading Colt 45s. Man, you could just kind of tell this is the Colt 45s kind of exercising their demons from yesterday after losing game one, 9-6. And again for Bob, who put the accountability on his team, saying, you know what, we left 9 base runners. Those are 9 runs that should have scored. Here's the pitch swung on and missed to Norton as he swings above his zone for strike one. So 0-1, Bob Anderson, who once led Central Valley to 3 state CIF Northern Section championships back in 2009, 2010, and 2011. A man that is won at many levels of baseball. Fregoso at first not going. The 1-1 pitch swung on, lifted softly over the third base side and foul. And out of play, so. One ball and 2 strikes to count. We got a mixture of fans in the crowd. Feel like it's 90% Giants fans. And then you got the one gentleman wearing the Tommy Lasorda jersey. You got to love it, man. That is a brave guy. Deep in the heart of Giants territory and sporting the legendary, the man himself, Tommy Lasorda. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fregoso goes. The fastball is taken outside for ball 3, and Fregoso is going to make it to second without a throw. Man, talk about a jump that you wanted. Fregoso timed that perfectly. It was a 2-2 off speed. He took off, and by the time he got to third, there was not even a point in throwing. Norton, the 3-2 pitch, swung on. Lifted into shallow left center, and that'll drop for a base hit. Into score is Fregoso, and it's 7-0 Reading Colt 45s. Colin Norton with his second run batted in. And again, just a solid piece of hitting. And both of these runs, by the way, coming with 2 outs. The RBI from Fregoso, followed by the RBI knock from Norton. And now to Noah Young. Norton has feet. Norton's going to go, and he's going to steal second without a throw. 7 runs allowed for Zach Coleman, and he didn't even give Norton a look. Does Norton now try to steal third? 1-0 is delivered on the outside corner for a strike. And here's a fun fact about Kyle Norton. During one of the games last year, he played all 9 positions last year. Yes, he even put on a left-handed catcher's glove, played all 9 positions in one game. 1-1 pitches swung on and missed for strike 2. One and 2 to Young. Here's the 1-2 pitch taken high for ball 2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. And speaking of Norton, who is a left-handed arm and bat, 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike 3. And down goes Young, but not before the Reading Colt 45s score 2 runs on RBI base hits by Patrick Fregoso and Kyle Norton to ring home Giacomo Crosetti and Fregoso himself. Two runs on three hits, a man left. And at the end of four innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 7-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
All right, cool. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. We are back as the Reading Colt 45s are romping the Novato Knicks 7-0 through four innings. And that leads me to our guest of the night, the king himself on the buzz on the street. It is David Benda, my colleague and co-worker. How you doing tonight, Benda? What's going on?
Well, thanks for having me, Ethan. We got a good game here, 7-0 Knicks. How'd they do last night, by the way?
Yeah, the Colt 45s ended up losing yesterday, 9-6. Bob Anderson was thrown out of the game in the seventh inning, arguing over whether or not the catcher, Mackenzie Higuchi, intentionally allowed the home plate umpire to get hit, but looking pretty good so far. So, David, let's talk a little bit about you. When did you get started working in local media here in Reading?
So I've been here since 1990, started out as a sports reporter, spent about 10 years on the sports desk, covered Shasta College, covered the local high schools, did a little bit of everything, and I actually spent about a year as the sports editor, and then moved on to what I'm doing today, which is covering business and kind of a little bit of everything else.
So, as far as your beat, when did you develop this passion? As the 1-2 pitch is swung on and grounded by Martin. Easy play for Norton, who touches first. The leadoff man is taken care of, and there's one away. So, when did you develop this niche, this passion for understanding Reading's businesses?
So, like I said, I've been covering business probably for the last 20 years, and I actually started this column that I write, The Buzz on the Street, which appears Saturday online and in Sunday's paper about 15 years ago. And I actually had a partner at the time, a gentleman by the name of Mark Beecham, and we did that for probably about 3 or 4 years. Mark then retired from the Record Searchlight, and I've been doing it on my own probably for the last dozen or so years. And it's a fun column. Kind of talks about what's going on in Reading and really the North State. Keeps people informed, a lot of restaurant news. So it's been fun.
You've been through 6 presidential administrations, if I'm not mistaken, since you've been here. I mean, obviously so much has changed. What do you think has been the biggest change that you've seen, though, in the last 30 years, having lived here, having experienced, you know, ball games here at Tiger Field and the way that the community has really changed?
Well, you know, that's hard to say. Certainly the biggest change in the last few years is what's going on downtown and the redevelopment of downtown. And that's really been exciting. And the Record Searchlight's been part of that. As you know, Ethan, we moved our offices downtown about 2 years ago after being off of Twin View there for many, many years. So that's been the biggest change. You know, they opened up Market Street. We've got a lot of new businesses coming down there. They just announced
3-2 pitches swung on and missed a strike three, and down goes Jake Moore. So for the man out of Harriman, Utah, Bronson Chapel, continuing to work. That is now 6 strikeouts in 4 2/3 innings. And now here's Nico Tejada. But to continue with your thought, David.
So as I was saying, a lot of exciting stuff going on downtown. They just announced there's going to be a public market coming to downtown. We're going to have a brewery. We're going to have restaurants. We're going to have a grocery store. We're going to have a butcher shop there. We're going to have a full service bar. So that's going to be real exciting. That's supposed to open next summer. So, again, that's probably been the biggest thing that's happened.
0-1 pitch is grounded hard into the hole. Backhanded. By Fragoso, the throw, and no, better safe than sorry, he eats it. So for Nico Tejada with a 2-out single, and again, a good play there. By Fragoso, keeping the ball on the infield, and better yet, not making the ill-advised throw, as you've seen before during your sports reporter days, Benda.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit about these Colt 45s this year, Ethan. How are they looking?
They're looking very solid. They have drawn 121 walks this year compared to, and here's a diving catch. They're almost running into each other. Is Giesig, and making a fantastic play is Fragoso in short left field for the third out. What a play by Fragoso. That was nearly danger as Giesig nearly collided with Fragoso in left field. But Fragoso able to put on the brakes, make the catch, and that ends the inning. We'll continue the discussion with legendary economic and news reporter David Benda as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 7-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and we are back here joined alongside my record searchlight colleague David Benda, the founder and continual column writer of The Buzz on the Street. And so I wanted to ask you this, Benda.
He's my nephew and my
and here is Marty.
So I'm joining me.
Oh, it's Marty Bassetti's birthday. Happy birthday. They are singing happy birthday to Marty Bassetti, the first base coach. And he is a special education teacher at Red Love High School. His daughter, Kaylee Bassetti, will be playing basketball next year at Santa Barbara City College after attending Fort Hill. But again, back to you. So, before the growth of downtown, where was the central hub of Reading located, or was there really not one?
Well, I mean, you could say the central hub as far as retail, restaurants, hotels is still your Hilltop Drive, Dana Drive corridor there, or the Mount Shasta Mall is. And really, when the Mount Shasta Mall was built some 50 or so years ago, that kind of took away from Reading's downtown. But now it's coming back, so we're kind of going full circle, which is pretty exciting.
Here's the pitch now to Jeremy Giesig, who doubled in two runs in his last at bat, part of the five-run third inning. And so for Giesig, the 0-1 pitch swung on, lifted into on the infield. Under it is Martin at first, makes the catch, and there's quickly one away. And again, for this Colt 45's team, just coming out with a lot sharper focus after losing 9-6, led pretty much the entire game 5-2 until giving up four runs in the sixth inning and then three runs in the top of the eighth. And that was pretty much where things went downhill. There was arguments over balls and strikes and the action of Vicente Gutierrez, who's now working the left side today. But bottom line is this Colt 45 team had to come in and focus, and looks like, through four and a half, Benda, that's what this team is doing right now. Playing good defense, making good catches. 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. So what was Tiger Field doing before the Reading Colt 45 started games here back in 2003?
So Tiger Field, when I first got here, Tiger Field, a lot of the high schools play here. Enterprise High School would play here and the other high schools. And then just kind of on the other side or of Tiger Field across the way is where, and if you've lived in Reading long enough, you'll know the Reading Rebels women's fast pitch softball team used to play. And that was a big deal during the summertime when I was here at 9.
2-1 pitch as Mason Johnson gets hit right on the back. Ouch. That's not going to feel good, but so for Mason Cassingham, who we'll step up to the plate next. Joined alongside David Benda, joining us for the entire fifth inning. Benda, when was the last time you got to call a baseball or any kind of game?
Ethan, this is the first, and it's been a real pleasure. I've never called a baseball, never been a guest in the booth of a baseball game, so it's been a pleasure. It's been fun.
Well, you know what? I'm glad to have you along. I mean, Ben is a very soft-spoken, very humble man, but he has won national awards for his journalism, his writing, and you know what? He has continued to serve this community for over 30 years, and I'm just very blessed to call him a colleague and a partner. I've learned so much about writing. I got to ask you this. What was your first impression of me when I first moved here in 2019, not knowing a clue of what was going to happen in the next 3 years?
Well,
1-1 pitch swung on, broken bat, slicing into right field, and that'll drop for a base hit. Mason Cassingham finds some fairway into right field, and so the catcher turned outfielder continues to hit the ball well. He is 1-for-3 today. Moving over to second is Mason Johnson.
So what I appreciated about you, Ethan, is your excitement for sports. I mean, you just love covering. It doesn't matter what the sport is. And I also like the fact that you and I have something in common. We both grew up in Southern California. So we often trade stories about, you know, SoCal prep sports and stuff like that.
Absolutely. And, you're from Santa Barbara. I'm from the San Fernando Valley. And, you know, the southern section is pretty much shared. It's the largest section in all of, the nation for schools. I think there's something like over 300 schools in the southern section. You were a football player at one point, weren't you? Or
no,
or a basketball player?
I played basketball, played some baseball in high school, but not football.
Yeah. For you, I mean, growing up in Santa Barbara, here's the 1-2 pitch swung on, driven into right field. Under it, making the catch is Moore, tagging up and moving over to third is Johnson, and so for Eric Aguayo, who is 0-for-2. And now here is Giacomo Crosetti, who had a double and then later came home to score on a Patrick Fregoso RBI single. I guess with two outs, what's the thing that you know, you're just very proud of having lived here for so long. What has kept you in this community for so long?
That's a tough question. It's just a nice community. The people are real friendly. You know, you've got so many things to do in and around Redding. You know, you've got Lassen National Park. You've got all the hiking trails. It's just a real nice, kind of a low-key, much more low-key than where I grew up. And I appreciate that.
1-0 pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. It hit high, strike two, Crosetti. Yeah, you're talking about nice people. I remember 2 years ago when Fall River was playing for what eventually became the first CIF state champion in the history of Shasta County. But I remember going to one of the games, and I popped one of my tires heading around. 1-1 pitch is in the dirt. That's going to get to the backstop. Coming in to score is Johnson, and we're running Colt 45s now lead 8-0. But, you know, I was sitting there on the side of the road. Somebody popped my tire, and I was able to make it to the game. You know, just the amount of changes that we've seen with technology, and, you know, Redding has done a pretty good job, all things considered, with keeping up with the times. I mean, you have a more – would you say that this community has gotten a lot more diverse, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's done a good job keeping up with the times. It's, you know, things are happening here. And I want a shout-out to, you know, the Redding Colt 45s and what they've been bringing to summers here in Redding for the past several years. I mean, this is a fun outing for families. I mean, watching kids who are in college coming here in Redding and playing, it's nice. It's a nice addition to summers here.
Choo-choo pitch is taken away for ball three. And you know what? There could be some potential big leaguers that we could see, you know, one day soon. I mean, Tyler Chapman bring up the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the fun thing. I mean, you might...
Here's the 3-2 pitch, swung on, hard ground ball, up the middle, for a base hit. They're going to wave in Cassingham. He's going to score standing up. Giacomo Crosetti, the nine-hole nightmare, is 2-3 now with an RBI single. It's now 9-0, Redding Colt 45s. Man, you want to talk about exercising some demons. The Colt 45s are lifting those demons with 300-pound weights and continuing to push. And so for the Novato Knicks, a little bit stunned right now. We're going to have a defensive substitution as coming into the game will be Lucas Schaefer. He is a utility player from the College of Marin. You know, Chapman, Tyler, and we know whenever we think about Chapman, by the way, Tyler, we got to get him in on the inside. Whenever we think about Chapman, we think about our Chappie, Michael Chapman, the longtime photographer, does it all guy who, you know, and that's because there was an injury. Or, no. Looked like somebody was getting helped off the field, but meanwhile, Schaefer in it center field. But Tyler brought up the fact that, who was it? Oh, yeah, James Outman played for the Humboldt Crabs, and I believe that was all the way back in 2018 or 2019.
There you have it. I mean, I was just going to say.
Guy from Sacramento, too.
Yeah, and you might remember these kids because maybe someday they will, you know, make it to the major leagues, and that's a perfect example. James Outman with the Humboldt Crabs.
And again, just the coaching lineage, too. I mean, and I'm not sure if you even remember him, but Jay Johnson, back in 1997, 1998 for Shasta College, do you remember him at all?
I do not. Tell me about Jay Johnson.
He is now the head coach for LSU and coaching in the College World Series.
Wow.
Pitch is taken in the dirt for ball one. The throw to second, not in time. Giacomo Crosetti steals second, and so the good day continues for the Italian medallion.
Yeah, I did not know that about Jay Johnson. How long has he been the coach for LSU?
He's been there for a couple of years, but he was originally born in Oroville and then went to Shasta College in 1997, 1998. Actually, had a phone call with him yesterday, and we'll be doing a story about him and his appreciation for the North State, how he grew up a very humble, soft-spoken, but definitely competitive man. Another player that you covered, You know, speaking of which, 1-1 Kitch is taken up for ball two. Ryan O'Callaghan, did you cover him, or was he a little bit past your time by the time you got into business?
Yeah, so Ryan came a little bit after I got out of sports, but I am very familiar with Ryan.
2-1 Kitch swung on, bounced to first. Up with it is Martin, who takes care of business, and that ends the game. But thank you again so much, David Benda. That's David Benda, the buzz on the street. Check out his columns on Saturday and Sunday. Anything else you want to tell the audience before we let you go?
No, I just want to thank you for having me, Ethan. You're doing a good job, and go Colt 45.
Go Colt 45s indeed. We'll be right back. The Reading Colt 45s handing it to the Novato Knicks, leading 9-0 at the end of 5 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Lauk's Landscape Supply, home of the U-Cart Concrete. Plus, Lauk's Landscape Supply has several different size trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to laukslandscape.com. That's 530-378-2220. That's Lauk's Landscape, LOUCKSLANDSCAPE.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Of the sixth inning, I just got an update on my phone. The Los Angeles Angels are, let's check the score out now. This is wild. Yeah, the LA Angels right now in the bottom, in the middle of the eighth inning are beating the Colorado Rockies 25-0. How about the big A, including 13 runs in the third inning? My goodness.
That's like a Colt 45s game, folks.
Oh, my goodness. Tyler, why'd you do that to me, buddy? You just gave me stitches. That was hilarious. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was definitely Thursday night for sure. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed for straight two. Here's Chapel, the 1-2 pitch, slider swung on and bounced to third. Up with it is Johnson. Johnson fires to Norton in time, and there's one away. And so just now that we got this little information about the Angels beating the Rockies 25-0, they scored 13 runs in the third inning, the most ever scored in a major league game for an inning was 18 runs back in 1883 by the Chicago White Sockings against the Detroit Wolverines. So that's considered the Coast era, and then the modern era was the Red Sox sticking it to the Detroit Tigers with 17 runs in 1953. But you know what? We're going to stick with 1883 as the official record because, one, the Chicago White Sockings, but two, the Detroit Wolverines. That team must have not been very good. But they must have had one heck of a logo, the Detroit Wolverines. That is, oh, man, that's just pumping my blood with adrenaline right now. Here's the pitch swung on and missed, says Jake Moore, Galvin Velez now into the game. Velez from Sonoma State University, part of the 19 players on the Nevada Knicks who played at Sonoma. Little corkscrew back to Chapel. Feeds underhanded to Norton, and there's two away.
Now batting shortstop, number 9, Jake Adams.
So two away, and, you know, we can talk about the Colt 45's offense producing 9 runs, but how about Bronson Chapel and just the consistency at the mound, getting the ground outs. Here's the pitch. Four-seam fastball on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Chapel, he'll set. Wind and fire, the 0-1, just inside. Top of the sixth inning, the Reading Colt 45s leading the Novato Knicks 9-0. 1-1 in the dirt for ball 2. 2 balls and 1 strike to count. Definitely a lot less home runs than when we saw last year. In fact, we had a game where Bryce Tweed hit 3 home runs in 1 game. Tweed now an outfielder at University of Hawaii Hilo. 2-1 pitch drops on the outside corner there for a strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out to Jacob Campbell. The 2-2 pitch, fastball upstairs for ball 3. Full count. The 3-2 pitch, swung on, little roller up the middle, through, past Chapel and past Vela into center field for a base hit. So with 2 outs.
Designated hitter, number 23, Nick Tobin.
Campbell. Able to touch up Chapel, and now here's the pitch to Nick Tobin. Takes a little bit outside for ball 1. Four-seam fastball. Again, it's just been a work of attacking hitters aggressively with the 4-seam and 2-seam. Here's the 1-0 pitch, swung on and lifted into left field. Under it and making the catch in center is Crescetti. And that's the inning. The Reading Colt 45s again through a strong performance by Bronson Chapel, who has gone 6 innings of shutout baseball. He is pitching a gem, the man out of Harriman, Utah. And we go to the bottom of the 6th inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 9-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bring it on back.
Leading off the bottom of the 6th inning.
Bottom of the 6th inning. As stepping up to the plate as Patrick Fragoso, who is 1-for-3, drove an RBI single into left field as part of that. Two-run fourth inning, the Colt 45s scored five in the third, two in the fourth, and two more in the fifth. 0-1 to Fragoso. Here's the 0-1 pitch taken just off the plate. So one ball and one strike, getting a bunch of